Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, honored to be right here behind the airwaves, behind the mic, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you sounds there coming from Xoli Mcwango, and the title of the song is Thank You, Jesus. And I was not in shot because a lady got to look good on YouTube. A lady's got to look good on YouTube. So, yeah, I got to put in some Roy Lepe. So I didn't want them to see me. I remember Vusi saying, we are watching you as you're putting on the Roy Lepe. So today I'm like, no, let them not watch me. And I'm joined after a long time, and I'm excited to be joined by Pastor Ido Khrobla. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Sibongile. And hello, family. I am so thrilled to be back and come and share what the Lord has placed upon my heart.
And we say this, it's been a while.
we give God the glory and the honor for all that He's doing in this place.
So, Pastor Khrobla, today we're saying we are the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Do we even understand the salt itself, like the duties of the salt, what it presents with, and what is the salt, before we even look at it in the Christian perspective?
Yes. And this is the thing, you know, we read a lot of these scriptures and stuff like that, and you don't necessarily get the context of that. So, you know, one of the things that I found so amazing is when the Lord gives me a scripture, He will not just say, He will say, go and research, as you exactly said, you know, around salt, you know, the characteristics around salt. When you look at it in the Bible, and again, we read it in the Bible, but, you know, in that time, salt was an immensely valuable commodity. I mean, it is said that even some of the Roman soldiers were paid with salt. So instead of money, they used to literally get salt as payment.
Okay.
So just to give you an indication of that was how valuable salt is. Now when you take that into perspective, when you read the scripture, now all of a sudden, when we read about salt, you understand, wow, but, you know, it's just not something that it has become so common on us. It's on every table when you eat. There's now, even nowadays, where people are saying, don't eat too much salt because of your health. I mean, it's become so familiar, but when you get the context of that, when the Bible was written, it gives it such a whole new meaning. Yeah, I mean, especially when it comes to that. And again, salt is, even nowadays, has got such beautiful things that it can do. I mean, it preserves food. You put it on a wound if you're there to sterilize it. So it's got so much things behind it. It's not just something that
it
you throw
some
over your food.
It has properties.
There's the word I was looking for, properties. That, you know, we don't realize it, you know, because it's become such a normal thing. And, you know, that's what I like about the Holy Spirit sometimes. He will take you into your prayer closet and just makes you quiet again and just say, but go a bit deeper, because sometimes we are touching on these things on the surface and there is so much depth behind it. And, you know, that's why we sometimes read scriptures, but we don't catch the revelation of that. And, you know, as I said, as I share the message with you today, it is just, it is amazing. It is just
Can we
amazing.
Go into it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, this is the amazing thing. We all know the scripture from Matthew, and I'm going to share that just now. But the Lord instructed me first to go to the Old Testament. So the book of 2 Kings 2, verse 19 to 22, and I'm just going to read it for us. 2 Kings 2, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. And it says, then the man of the city said to Elisha, please notice the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the land, and the ground barren. Now, just again, to give you the context, the land was beautiful, so visually, but there was something, it was not profitable. Mm. It was barren. Nothing was growing. So yeah. It was a beautiful place, but there was still lack in terms of productivity, you know, food, resources. There mm-hmm. was nothing coming from it. Mm. And it says, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. When he went out to the source of the water, he cast the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. Hmm. So the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke.
Hmm.
And, you know, as I read that scripture, it gave me context from the Old Testament where salt was first utilized. And I mean, we see even, as I mentioned in the introduction, how valuable salt was. It was part of the offerings when you read the book of Leviticus. Mm. So salt was not just something trivial. As I said, mm-hmm. it was a hugely, hugely valuable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as I began to read further down the line now, a couple of hundred years later now in the book of Matthew, where Jesus spoke to them just after he gave the sermon on the mountain in Matthew 5 verse 13. You know, literally just after the service on the mountain, where he almost gave the characteristics yeah. of a Christian, he gave this word and says, you are the salt of the earth. But if, and again, let me just pause it for there. It starts with, you are the salt of the earth. You know, that valuable thing, that is what God sees us as, something valuable that is placed upon this earth.
Mm.
And as I just read that portion of scripture, similar to what I just did now, when I went to read further, the Holy Spirit just said, wait, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, remember the Old Testament where the water was barren. We look at the land around us. We look at our country. We look at what is happening in the world
yeah.
where we have this barrenness. We see the beautiful thing. Is the nature beautiful? Of course. Do we have a beautiful country? We have. But there's something missing. We are not getting from our country. We are missing this something. We are having this barrenness in terms of our own spiritual life.
Mm.
And just as Elijah took the salt and he put it in the water
yeah.
and that land became fruitful,
sure.
how much more when Jesus now tells us we are the ones that needs to go into this world and make it once more fruitful by our convictions, by our testimonies, by us, you know, walking around and being representatives of God.
I'm asking myself as you speak right now that sometimes we forget that there's salt in the spices.
Yes.
that we put in. And you hear somebody say, don't pour salt because there are spices there. But already salt is in yes. those spices. Okay. But how do we make sure that we always stand out, Pastor Ido? Because it's easy for us to just go in and be like, why am I saying that? There's so many things that we said just yeah. now. You said and mentioned that there are a whole lot of things that are happening in our country on its own
yes.
and in the world. And you find we are so like them with our speech.
Yes.
Even, yeah.
Sibongile, you hit the nail on the hammer. And this is where the second portion of the scripture yeah. comes in. But it says, but if the salt loses its flavor,
yeah.
how shall it be seasoned? So meaning when salt loses its flavor, it's no more unique. And is that not how some of us has become?
Mm.
You know, when you look at somebody nowadays, you are saying to yourself, when you look at that person, is there something different about that person?
Sure.
What when that person opens up his mouth, you know, what is coming out of his mouth? You know, what is his expression like? What is everything that he's doing? You know, what is he representing? And this is our problem. As people, we look nowadays upon ourselves as Christians, and when we see a Christian and a non-Christian,
yeah.
we don't see the difference anymore, because we've gotten to a stage where we are trying to negotiate with the Lord to say, Lord, you know, I want to be a Christian. I do good in mm-hmm. certain manners, but because I do good, mm. please forgive me for this or this or this or these things that I do. And God, again, as I said, when you look at that at the service on the mountain, mm-hmm. God, Jesus was trying to explain to us exactly what it means to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, what the characteristics is. But we keep on now trying to negotiate because we think, we've built this image in our heads that to be a Christian, you know, is boring. Mm. To be a Christian is all of these bad things. There's so much rules and all of these things. But being a Christian is the most amazing thing. I mean, I've been in churches where the worship is so powerful. I mean, that I stand there to a stage where the Lord just says to me, look around, look at how people are worshiping me. You don't need to, it's not that you're standing in a funeral. People are jumping up and down with the joy of the Lord in their hearts. But people get this perception of Christianity that it looks like a funeral. You know, everybody is with sad faces and all of these things. This is what people are perceiving us. When we are on a Monday at work, the things that come out of our mouth is the same things that comes out of the mouth of our colleagues as well. We need to be the example to them. We need to show them the love of God. Yet we say, Lord, let me come down to their level. No. We should be taking them and bringing them up to our level.
This is where a person would say, but Ido, how do you do it? I mean, we're all angry.
No, but this is the thing. Exactly that. We get angry, and I'll be the first one to say I also get angry. I get angry for many reasons. But you know what? The Bible, again, teaches us the same things. Be quick to anger, but slow to speech. There is the difference. There is the difference. Because guess what? When I become angry and I hear about, as you said, different things that's happening around the world, I take it to the Lord. I take it to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, these are the things that is in my heart. These are the things that's breaking me or breaking my heart. These are the things that makes me angry. But the problem is, When we start conversing with somebody, you know, we are creating a bad perception because now we are complaining about it. We are complaining about it. Now, again, and guess what? When you start with that conversation, I don't know if you've had it as well. When, you know, when there's, let's say, a big event and it was, let's say it was a negative event. Let me call it like that. You know, and you start speaking to a colleague. Oh, did you hear what happened last night? You know, this guy was saying this and this and this. And now the guy starts responding because you were angry. You know, you didn't like what he was saying. Now the guy's, yes, yeah, you shouldn't have done that and said that. It's like a snowball effect where this thing grows bigger and bigger. And the most weirdest thing is when you go back to your desk or when you walk away from that, how do you feel?
Contaminated.
You feel, as you said, exactly that. But, you know, this is the amazing thing, is when you take things to the Lord, and for me, it was also a learning curve. That's when I started reading the Psalms, and I saw there was times where David was the same. He was angry. You know, he was saying, Lord, why do the people persecute me? I've done nothing wrong.
But
he took it to the Lord. But the amazing thing is when you hit the end of the Psalms, he says, but Lord, I will still praise you. Lord, I will still honor you. And you know what? This is the amazing thing, is the Lord takes those things and he moves it out of your way. He will make a way where there is no way. But, you know, we try and put God on the side because, Lord, we believe this is, Lord, out of your jurisdiction. Lord, you cannot be doing these things because you are up in heaven and we are down here. So it is me. I need to try and sort this out or figure this out or resolve this in my own terms. And it's not what it's about. It is not what it's about. And we are here. And, you know, again, just to what you were saying. There's a scripture I found in Colossians 4 verse 6 that says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. I mean, it literally blew my mind when I read that scripture, because we are so quick to speak instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to tell me what I need to say.
Yeah.
What I need to say. And this is the thing. We start speaking out of emotion instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to speak from our hearts.
Mm.
We speak from our minds. And this is where, you know, a lot of the time we get so negative around these things.
Mm.
Yet, as I said, for me, Sibongile, I mean, when I read the Bible, you know, I get so encouraged. I get so encouraged because I hear of all these things that these people went through.
Yeah.
All of these things that they went through. And especially when you look at people like Daniel. I mean, he was in a country where it was forbidden to serve God. But he said, I will not. I will not, even if I'm the last person.
Mm.
I mean, they threw him in jail. They threw him in the in the lion's den. They tried to keep him silent. But he said, Lord, I will not.
Mm-hmm.
I will not keep silent because your name is above every other name. And the point is, what happened? Every time that there was an issue risen against him, the Lord preserved him. Now, if the Lord preserved the Daniel, why should we be different?
Mm.
Why should we be different?
Mm.
And I want to give you this last scripture, because that to me was so amazing.
And I'm sure, sorry, Pastor, Ido, I'm just sure that at some point, maybe it was so expressed in Daniel to utter something wrong.
Yes.
But he thought, pray about it.
Absolutely.
Talk to the Lord Holy Spirit about it. Okay, talk to the Lord Jesus about it.
No, but you're right, Sibongile. I think, you know, when we, again, take the context of the Bible, that, again, let's take a wonderful example.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between Saul and David.
Mm.
Both were anointed by God to do his work. Mm. But Saul got to a point where he was anointed that when he wanted to go to war, he was so hasty, he just wanted to go to war. He didn't even care about saying to the Lord, Lord, should I go? Wait for Samuel to come do the offering. He was just doing his own thing. Yet we read about David when he wanted to go to war. They were coming for him.
He would go for it.
He would go and say,
from
Lord,
the Lord.
should I attack these?
Yeah, yeah.
And the first time he won the victory. The second time, again, he wasn't like, oh, but okay, the Lord helped me the last time. Surely he will help me the next time.
So it's obvious.
He went back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, Sibongile. I think people generally underestimate the power of prayer because we've become weak in our prayer. And because we've gone weak in prayer, our relationship with God is beginning to strain.
Sure.
And this is why we are becoming like this salt that I mentioned earlier.
That has lost its taste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's flavor. It's all the characteristics that we talked about earlier. It's starting to lose that because we are losing our connection with that. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I was so stunned, let me say that word. I was listening to a sermon a couple of weeks back, and this man of God, I could feel from that moment the fire that he had upon him. And he said that they were going to host the event, and he said it a prayer event. He said they rented out a space, and it's going to be about prayer. There's going to be no flashy preachers, no nothing. It's a closed event.
Yeah.
He says there's nothing going to be on Facebook. Mm. This is not a thing for people to advertise. He says we need to get back to prayer, to praying for 2-3 hours, asking the Lord. And he said, he knows it in the bottom of his heart that when we start doing that, in prayer, just as the people did in the upper room, something will happen.
Yeah.
He knew that. And, you know, I was sitting literally millions of kilometers away on another day listening to this word. And when he said that, it just stirred something in my heart.
Mm.
Because, again, what are they doing? They are drawing back from God, His presence, so that they can become relevant again. I believe we can become relevant again. I've said it many times before. We've seen, again, we talk about, I like to talk always about Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah himself, the man himself, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He said, no ways, these guys are going to take me out. All of these things, they are heathens. Look at what they are doing, God. Mm-hmm. Why do you want me to go there?
Mm-hmm.
But he went there, and it was a city of 120,000 people, if I remember correctly. He changed the lives of those people, even to the king. Mm-hmm. One man. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm saying to you, if one man can do that with no technology, why cannot we?
With all the technology that we have now.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. We're coming back. We are with Pastor Ido Grobler. You can join our conversation. You are the salt of the earth. God is reminding you and I of who we are in the world, with everything that's happening, but reminding us that we have been called to salten the earth.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
And indeed, Christ is in the heart of every message, even today's message.
Beautiful is that?
With Pastor Ido. And yes, we gave you awesome sounds coming there from Neville D, Beauty of Difference. We're sitting on 17 minutes. Oh, it's now 16 minutes just before 2. And yes, my family, you can be part of our discussion as we're saying, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth.
Amen.
I know you wanted to touch on something before we get to closure.
Sure.
Yes.
So, two things I just wanted to touch on. So I just want to read us one more scripture.
Okay.
And again, I like to bring the word of God always to the forefront.
It has to.
And it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, that says, so we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. We, as Christ's representatives, plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Now, I like that word ambassador, because we are representing God on this earth. And as the same thing to salt, when we are representing God and people look at us, do they see the acts of God inside of us? Do they see all of these things that as a Christian, being Christ-like, do they see that, or do they see something different?
Ish.
And
what are we presenting forth to the world?
Because
the earth. Yeah.
I don't know, Sibongile, if you ever had a scenario where you were in a room with an ambassador. With my work, I've been in a room with an ambassador from another country, and you know, everybody, you know, as he talks, everybody would listen, because why? When he talks, he's representing that
he's
country.
He's the country. He is the country.
He's a totally different country, but every word is as if he were the president of that country speaking in your own country.
Mm.
Now, it's the same thing.
Mm.
We are the ambassadors for Christ here.
Wow.
Should not we be caring what we are saying?
In our conduct?
And
in our message?
Absolutely. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up specifically is to something that, you know, it really grieves my heart really, really very much, is we're seeing at the end of this month, and even today, I was standing in front of a shop today, and I was just standing there waiting for my wife, and I looked inside of the shop, and they had these items for sale for Halloween, because it's now Halloween, end of this month. And it grieved my spirit like you cannot imagine. Firstly, this thing came from America. So this is not even a South African thing. When I looked at all the items there, I mean, it is demonic. It is there was not one piece of mask or whatever that... all of them were these from these horror shows and all of these things. And the pumpkins with these evil eyes and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we bringing ourselves down to things like this? And I've heard the argument as well. People are condoning things like this. They are saying, but yes, it's for our children. We want to, you know, we don't believe in those things.
But why are you exposing them?
Exactly.
To...
why are we not telling our children about
the
God?
Word.
You know, we can tell them about these things that does not exist. That I promise you, if you were to ask half of these people in South Africa, but tell me the history, where did this thing came from?
Most of them don't know.
They will not know. They just say, oh, I saw it on TV. It looks nice, so that we are doing it. And you know, the thing is, Sibongile, I believe it with my heart, everything that we do is prophetic. So when we put in those masks that represent these horror things, we are opening up a door into our own soul to those things. And when you go back into the history of these things, I mean, it is demonic.
Sure.
I mean, the person that started the Satanic Church of America, he said it out bluntly. People, please, and I ask you, go watch it. Go Google it. You will find it there. He openly said, as a part of his arrogance, said that he wanted to thank every Christian parent for allowing their children to serve the devil one day a year.
Sure.
That's how arrogant he was to say that.
All right. Pastor Ido, what comes into one is that what we do should be totally different from the world. The big question is it hard?
I believe not. I truly believe it's not. We are making it hard. Let me say to you like this. I can tell you now, all of us probably have studied different exams, stuff like that. And we used to get these thick manuals to read around different subjects, science. I mean, let me take myself as an example. I hated science. I never understood it. I still don't understand it. It is like Greek words on a piece of paper. But those books were so thick, yet we work through it, we punch through it, but we barely get time to read our own Bible. How many of us can truly say in our hearts, we've read the Bible from cover to cover, meaning this is the word of God that God gave us as a guideline, you know, as an instruction, as something to help us and to lead us. And
how many of us do pray?
That was the second thing. You know, I can, you know, Sibongile, if we speak every day for 30 days, even if we just speak for 1 hour, after 30 days, I would know you 100 times more than I know you right now. Why? Because of the time we have spent together. People are saying, I'm struggling to connect to God. And my first question is, how much time do you spend with God?
Do you spend time with Him at all? Then how are you going to even be the salt? Because He teaches you,
that's the point,
how to be the salt.
And now let me tell you something. And again, I'm saying that because I also was like that. So I will never sit here and make myself to be a perfect human. I was in the infinite stages of my Christianity where I would drive to work and said, Lord, okay, I just jumped in my car. Let me pray while I'm driving to work. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't take a piece of time and said, Lord, this is your time. I try to negotiate with God to say, let me make my prayer time along my driving time. I had to get to a point where I said, Lord, no, even if I had to give if I have to get up an hour earlier to spend time with you, that time is for you or for you alone.
I will do it for you, yeah.
And the more that I began to do it, the more time I began to find. And again, I take myself as an example. I used to sit in front of my television for hours and hours. Yet I was complaining, I never get time to read the Bible. Up to a point where I made a decision and said, here's my DSTV, I gave it away. I said, no more. No more TV in my house. And all of a sudden, I found this huge amount of extra time that I had. And I began to take that time and read the Bible.
You know how God did it in our family when I was growing up? Lightning hit our...
That's one way to get the message across.
God allowed lightning to hit our area. My father had this long area outside, and there was no rain. It was just a few clouds, and that was it. And we never had a TV until I left home.
Wow! You see,
now we even had time for family.
Yes. I was about to say to you like that, you know, at some stage in the beginning of this load shedding, I used to dread load shedding because it was this time that all your internet would go off. Mm. You could do nothing. Yeah. But all of a sudden, we would begin to sit at home and begin to spend time with one another as a family because there was nothing else to do. And I believe God is, even in those times, the times that we are finding frustrating, trying to show us and tell us, listen, You need to do that. And as I said, our biggest thing is, remember, the enemy is not going to sit back and allow you to go and pray for 3 hours. Sure. He's going to try and distract you. When you read your Bible, this is why people will tell you, I find it difficult to read my Bible. Mm-hmm. But again, take the physical Bible. Don't read it on the tablet. Because why? You will find when you read it on the tablet,
You are gone. You will be reading so many other things.
Exactly. There's a message that pops up. Anything to distract you. It's the most amazing thing to see how cunning the enemy begins to work with you in terms of that. But I promise you, we as people overcomplicate our own things. I have a picture in my Bible where it's like such a simplistic drawing where this little stick man stands with his heart in a hand, and it's the picture of Jesus, and the little stick man says with a heart in his hand, it says, it's all I have. And then Jesus responds, it's all I want. And that's what it is. You know, just God just wants a relationship with you because as you begin to speak, you know, when you have that connection, God will open up the doors of heaven for you. He tells it in your word. Mm-hmm. We just don't believe it.
Sure. Pastor Ido, may God awesomely bless you for coming through and ministering unto us in this manner, speaking the word as is. Makota says, it's not hard at all, but our hearts are close towards God.
Yes.
Therefore, we are creating our own ways to live.
Oh, thank you for the comment. Amen.
So it's not about God. It's about our hearts. It's us. We are the problem.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, the moment that we do that, Sibongile, as I said to you, as I was saying to you off air, you know, and I want to encourage every person here that is listening, every family member that is listening today, you know, let me tell you, the most difficult thing is taking that first step. Mm-hmm. You know, just taking that first step, you know, because we have psyched ourselves out in our mind. Oh, this is impossible. I'm never going to do this. Just start. Mm-hmm. Just start. What am I going to say to Jesus when I begin to pray? Just begin to speak. Yeah. Tell him everything that's going on in your life. As we said, you know, he will not judge you. But begin to speak to him, because the moment that you begin to speak, you will find there's an answer behind that question that you're asking.
Yeah, okay. May the Lord help us to change our posture our hearts might be fixed. Because how else are we going to minister to his people if we ourselves are not right with him? So it starts with us.
Absolutely. It starts exactly that. You know, our own speech needs to to be seasoned. There's the word. You see this. The message has already reached one person, so now I am so thrilled.
It has reached a lot of us. We are the salt of the earth, and yes, there's so much that we still have to do. And thank you. I didn't know that soldiers used to be paid through salt. Wow.
No, go read it.
I'm wowed.
If I'm not mistaken, the word salary actually either come from a Greek or Latin word. Uh-huh. The word salary came from the Latin word that says salt. Mm-hmm. So, that is just amazing. And that is how valuable God believes you are. You are valuable to Him.
Yeah.
And we need to take that same thing into the world and show people how valuable they are to God.
Yeah. And when you think about salt, when it goes into the food, it doesn't struggle.
No, exactly that. And, you know, as
it
I said,
it never struggles.
It helps the food.
Dissolves.
It preserves the food.
Uh-huh.
Ah, man. And God wants us to feast on His word.
Mm.
So,
So, like in everything that we do, even when we are tempted, I was sharing a story of I found myself in a store where I was ill treated in that store. And, I was so tempted to use the hand languages, you know. And I remember saying some horrible things and I left. And as I was leaving, the Lord Holy Spirit, all things.
Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day. Father, Lord, as you have shown us, Father, we are the salt of the earth, Father. Lord, so even today, I pray for every family member listening right now. Lord, I pray that we shall open up our hearts, Lord, to receive you, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, for every person in this place, Lord, every person even listening right now, Lord, that you will open up our hearts, Father, to receive the word of God, Father. Lord, that we shall grow closer to you, Father. Lord, the Bible says, Father, Lord, where does our help come from? The help comes from the heavens, from you, Lord, that created the heavens and the earth, Father. Lord, let us not get distracted by the things around us, Father. But Lord, I pray today, Father, I pray for every one of us, Father, in this place. No matter the circumstances, Lord, no matter the situation, Father, but Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you are with us, that you shall help us to take that one step, Lord, that we shall be your ambassadors, Father, Lord, that our words shall be seasoned with salt, Father, that people's hearts and their lives shall be changed, Father, for your words that shall flow from our mouth, Father, seasoned with salt, Father, Lord, that it shall be a blessing to them, Father. I declare it a blessing over every person reading, listening to this word right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Pastor Khromla, for us who'd like to talk to you directly, how do we do so? Quickly?
You can get me on my WhatsApp. It's 072-276-4424.
276-4424. Thank you so much. May God awesomely keep keeping you.
Thank you. And thank you for the invite. And I hope everybody and yourself have a blessed, blessed day.
You too, sir. And we are crossing over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.